Romans chapter 10, verse 14 through 17. Tonight we talk about the effective call of the gospel. Last week we talked about the call of the gospel, the general call that goes out, that like I'm doing tonight, or a pastor does, the call of the gospel. That's something that humans do. The effective call is what God does with that gospel inside of a human heart. So we call that the effective call of the gospel. So Romans 10, verse 14 through 17, hold your fingers there. And we'll also read Romans 8, verse 29 and 30. So those are the two passages that we will read together. First, we'll read Romans 10, the effective call of the gospel. Let's read together, beginning in verse 14, says, How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. However, they did not all heed the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. Let's pray together. Father God, as we study salvation, as we come to a deeper understanding of your beautiful work inside of our faith, inside of, Lord, of our life, that miracle that you bring to us, help us grow, Lord. Help us grow to understand more. God, we know salvation is simple. You did not make it complex because you're doing all the work. And Father, I thank you so much for that. You're just your love and your mercy and your grace upon us. And God, that you made it to where we could embrace your grace in the most simplest form. Be with us now to help us understand more about how you work in your word and through your word to bring us to faith. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as we're studying salvation, listen, salvation is still simple. It's still, you know, Christ calling you to salvation and you're responding in faith and repentance. It really is that simple. It's no big hoops to jump through. Why is it so simple on our part? Because God is doing so much in the spiritual realm that we can't see. And we, for so long, have not even tried to understand, and God's word is telling us over and over and over what God is doing, but somehow we've seemed to kind of brush a lot of that over. But what we're trying to do, because God is infinite and our brains are finite, we're just trying to understand better what he's doing. Why? Because it's so beautiful. It's a miracle. It's a miracle what God does in us to salvation. You may say, well, I've never seen God perform a miracle. If you're a born-again believer, he performed a miracle in you because you were spiritually dead, and now you're spiritually alive. He brought you back to life. So as we see, the call of the gospel goes out. We just read. So there is this general call of the gospel that goes out to everyone, to all. When I preach, everyone in the sound of my voice here, watching by Facebook, over the radio, listen, in India and 204 countries and 350,000 people tuning in, hear this same message. The word is going out. The gospel is being preached and proclaimed. But the effective gospel is God working in a person's heart to make the gospel message that I preach or every other pastor or you're sharing the gospel with somebody, to make it effective in their life. Because people often, because of our sin nature, our hearts grow hardened toward God's word unless God intervenes. And that's what the effective call of the gospel means. Romans chapter 8 tells us this. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 and 29 and 30, it says this. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed into the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And these whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. So the gospel message goes out, but God has that calling of this gospel on those who he's bringing to salvation. 1 Corinthians tells us this, for since in the wisdom of God the world did not know him, through wisdom it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs, and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews, and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, both Jews and Gentiles now, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So when I preach a message, listen, there are a lot of people who think that's foolishness. Did you ever notice that there's a whole lot more people on the outside of the church than on the inside of the church? Why? Because the preaching of the gospel is foolishness to them. They have nothing against us because we go to church. We have nothing. You believe what you want to believe. I believe what I want to believe. But for most of the world, out of the 8 billion people on the planet, the preaching of the gospel is foolishness. But he sure makes it simple to some of us, don't he? See, the gospel of is Jesus. Him crucified, buried, and resurrected. Listen, it is a stumbling block to so many people, and it's foolishness to them. But those who are called in Christ, man, he is the power and the wisdom of God. It says those who are called. So there's a general call we talked about, that's external call of the gospel, that invites unbelievers to come to salvation. Yet there's also a specific call, an internal call of the gospel, where they are enlivened by the Holy Spirit and given the gift of faith to respond in faith and repentance of their sins. So there's this effective call of the gospel, that God takes this message that is proclaimed and he brings it over to Janina and makes it real to her. She finally sees her sin. And she finally sees who Christ is, and she responds. That's God making effective. Because the person sitting right next to her heard the same message and didn't do nothing to him. Man, that preacher sure is long-winded. He preached 40 minutes. They walk out of there. Man, church sure was cold today. That's the most they got out of the sermon. Church was cold. I don't like all that black. Listen, in 50-something years, of life on this earth and being in church, those people can complain about a lot of things, and they should be listening to the worship service. Oh. Through human proclamation of the gospel message, God makes it effective, and he summons people to himself in a way that they will respond in saving faith. They will respond in saving faith. You see, when the general call of the gospel goes out, there are people who reject that. They'll reject it, man. They'll hold on to the back of a pew or back of a chair till their fingers turn white. They'll walk out with a hardened heart. They want to hurry up and get over to El Charo's before they shut down, before it fills up, and to get a table. They were worried about going home or fishing or something they're doing this afternoon. He needed to hurry up before the saints come on. People can worry about a lot of other things, and they can reject this general call. But when the call, that specific call, effective call goes out to a person, they will respond in faith. They will respond. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 says, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we see God has this vital, listen, irreplaceable intervention in our ability to believe Jesus as Savior. We said it in John 3:16. Whosoever believes, but who's able to believe? Those who God makes the gospel effective for. So we see God has this vital, irreplaceable intervention in our ability to believe that Jesus is Lord. You know what's so sweet about this? Is that we're learning what God is doing the whole time that we're sitting here hearing a message, and we realize our sin, and we respond in faith to Jesus. And a lot of people think it's just them doing it. Well, it's my free will to do that. Well, you made a response. You made a choice. Because you don't realize that God has been working on you the whole time. Or your wife or your husband. Somebody says, yeah, they need to work some more on him too. We don't see that. Why? Because God is spirit. It's in the spiritual realm. He did a miracle in you. And all I knew is that I needed Jesus. I was lost. I needed Jesus. That's all I know. But now as I grow in God's word, I begin to understand, wait a minute, God has been pursuing me my whole life. God has been chasing after me since I was born. Because I was born in my sin. And at a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain service, with the word of God being preached, I responded in faith. That's all I knew. That's all we know. But God has done so much to make that word effective for us. And we respond to Jesus in faith and repentance. The Holy Spirit makes the gospel call effective for those whom God the Father has called with this specific internal calling. When Paul says in Romans 8:30, he says, and these whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. Listen, this indicates that this specific, effective, eternal calling is an act of God the Father, not a preacher, not a person, not even ourselves. I'll tell you this, Kevin West didn't save himself, and you put your name in that blank where I put my name, you didn't save yourself either. Because if I saved myself, I lost myself before I walked out of the church. No, it's not us that saved ourselves. Listen, there are so many other verses that describe what this effective calling is from the Holy Spirit of God. And how that we respond in faith to Jesus. One of them is that God calls people into this, you know, in this powerful way. He calls them out of darkness into the marvelous light. This is more than walking out of a dark hallway and cutting your kitchen light on, you know. This is a real out of the darkness of your sin into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The second one is this effective call. It calls them into fellowship with the Son, 1 Corinthians and Acts. It also calls them into His kingdom and glory, that God calls us into His kingdom and glory. When you're sitting there, whatever age you were, maybe it's last week, maybe you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, however you were, and you responded to faith and repentance, you know what? He called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, and He called you into His kingdom and glory. Are you getting amazed yet? That was more than just your response to a gospel call. There's a miracle happened in you. It's also said that people who have been effectively called by God belong to Jesus. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 27, that my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They're His. We're His sheep. We also see that the effective call makes us saints. We go from sinners to saints. Hallelujah. Man. We also have been called into this. We have come into this reality of peace. We've been called into freedom. He calls us into hope. Man, He calls us into holiness. He calls us and He invites us into patient endurance when we go through suffering in our life. All of that, that's what He's calling us into. We can't do that in our own willpower. Only God can do that through His call. Oh, and how sweet this is that God calls us into eternal life. You go from spiritually dead to eternal life just like that in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. See, these verses indicate that, listen, that this is not a powerless, merely human calling coming on us. That is not me just standing in front of the church saying, man, if you need to give your life to Christ, come on forward. That's a human calling. That's a generic calling. And when a person responds, that calling and that message went out there and touched them. They're not responding my call. They're responding to the gospel effective call that Jesus has put in their life in the Holy Spirit. That the message has been made wow to them. And they respond to that invitation. God summons them. Think about it. So this eternal, specific, effective calling of God is really a summons. A summons from the King of the universe. It has such power that it brings about the response that it asks for in people's hearts. Catch this. The effective call of the gospel is an act of God that guarantees a response of faith and repentance of salvation. Now somebody's going to stop and say, well, no, Brother Kevin, people say no to Jesus all the time. That's because they have not been effectively called by the gospel. Not that my preaching was bad. That's all opinion. But it's this, that the Holy Spirit of God has not made the message of Jesus Christ effective in their life. It's internal. It's not what we see. What you see is the preaching. What you're hearing is the preaching. The work in your soul is what God is doing with it. It's like, well, people reject Jesus. They're rejecting what I'm doing, this message. But when the Holy Spirit makes it effective in their life, they will not reject it. Just won't. They won't reject it. No. The effective call of the gospel is an act of God that guarantees a response of faith and repentance for salvation. Paul says this. In that verse 30 of Romans 8, he says, "Them whom He called, He justified." Wait a minute, catch that. So those whom the gospel is effective, he takes God's word, he's doing a miracle in their life, that gospel is effective, he's called them to salvation. That same verse says, whom he has called, he's already justified them. You know what? That's a 100% guaranteed response that they're going to say yes. That's not a rejection there. The Bible says they've already been justified. Now, you can argue with me about it, but you're not going to argue with God's word about it. That's a 100%. When God does the miracle in you, he regenerates your soul. In other words, he makes the gospel message, the gospel goes into there and it's effective. You'll respond in faith and repentance. Why? God's word says you will. It says he already justified you. See, this powerful, miraculous act of God is the effective calling, which is distinguished from this general gospel invitation that goes out to all people. See, God's effective calling comes through human preaching of the gospel, as Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. He said, but we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and the faith and faith in the truth. It was for this he called you through our gospel, that you may gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Over and over, Paul said, listen, we preach the gospel and God has brought the harvest. We preach the gospel and God has brought the harvest. Man, there are many, listen, there are many who will hear the gospel call. There are many who hear this general call of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they won't respond. Yet in some cases, the gospel call is made so effective by the working of the Holy Spirit in people's hearts that they do respond. Now listen, I'm going to tell you, as a pastor, and I preach hard. If you haven't noticed, if you've been sleeping, I do preach hard. I'm the one up here hollering, screaming, sweating, snorting, slobber. That's why they don't ever want to sit on the front row. But when the gospel goes out, listen, as a pastor, it's very, man, invitation comes and nobody comes to pray. Man, we hadn't baptized anybody in a long time. Those almost seem like seasons of dry spell, you know. For pastors, we're like, man, what are we doing wrong? But with maturity, you realize, hey, I'm preaching the gospel. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm preaching the gospel. And the Lord will call all those. He has a certain day for salvation, and it may not have been today. And you just keep on preaching. You keep on preaching. You keep on preaching. You keep on broadcasting. As long as the Lord allow me to preach, I'll preach. And listen, the long as the Lord allow you the opportunity to share the gospel with somebody, do it. Because you don't know when that person is going to respond to what you have to say about Jesus. As you give them God's word. No. Yet in some cases the gospel call is made so effective by the working of the Spirit in people's hearts that they do respond, and we can say that person received the effective calling of the Holy Spirit in the gospel. So it's important to remember that this does not imply that people can be saved by the power of the call apart from their own willing response to the gospel. So in other words, while I'm preaching, it still takes that person's response to receive Christ. In other words, the effective call of the gospel in their life demands a response. It's either a yes or a no, but when the effective call goes there, it's going to be a yes. A person is not going to be saved without the gospel not being preached. Well, how do you say that? because this faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of Christ. So the preaching has to take place. There is a response. But that person willingly responds to Christ in faith. You know, it's true that the effective calling awakens and brings forth a response from us, but we must always know that this response still has to be a voluntary, willing response in which the individual person puts his or her trust in Christ. Why we say that? Because God ain't going to make you do anything. And that's why we need to pray for people. We need to pray for effective evangelism. We need to pray that God works in people's life. That's why we always need to pray for lost people. Pray for people in your family who are unbelievers. We need to pray, pray, and pray for them. Jesus said in John 6:44 this. See, no one can come to me unless the Father who has sent me draws him. So we begin to understand that person, you, when you responded to Christ, the Father was drawing you. An example of this is very clear. Working effectively, Paul gives us this example in one of his ministry tours over to Philippi. In Acts chapter 6, verse 14, he began to preach and share and talk. And he said, a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira is a seller of purple fabrics. A worshiper of God was listening to the Lord. She was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul. So the Lord opened her heart. The gospel's going out by Paul. Lydia is sitting there hearing the gospel. It says the Lord opened her heart for the gospel message to be poured into her, and she responded willingly to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's God who opens a person's heart and mind for understanding. Listen, it's the Holy Spirit who makes us spiritually alive for the gospel to be effective in its call to them to respond in faith and repentance to Jesus Christ. See, the general call is what humans do. The specific call is what God is doing in the humans with that general call. Do we understand that? We're clear? The general call, the gospel goes out for whosoever believes. But God takes that and makes it effective somebody. The effective call is entirely an act of God to bring results in His proclamation of the gospel. And here's how we know He brings results. Listen to what Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11 says. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it to do. Wait a minute. So the gospel message goes out. God's word is telling us that the gospel message goes out, and God's saying, it will not return into me void until it does the very thing that I want it to do. Now, for some Christians, it's for believers to repent of sin in their life. It's for us to get things right with our relatives. It's so many things. But the message of salvation, when it goes out, God's saying, when I make it effective in that person's life, there's a miracle that happens to them. They will willingly respond because the grace of God is so sweet they won't miss it. It won't return into me void. That person is going to respond in faith and repentance. And they're going to do it willingly. Nobody's going to have to beg them to come to Jesus. That's why you don't see me at the altar. Come to Jesus if you want to go to heaven. you know, get that good old Southern Baptist or evangelist voice going on there. You need Jesus. Come on down here. Come on. Y'all know, you've been around, those of you who've been seasoned in the Baptist church for a while, you know. We have our own lingo sometimes. No, the effective call of God actually brings about a willing response of faith from the person who hears it. It brings about a willing response. The general call of the gospel is external, and it's often rejected by people. But the effective call of the gospel is specific, always is effective in leading an unbeliever to respond to Jesus in faith. Always. And the person is willing to do so. That's what's amazing. God has not forced anybody to receive His Son Jesus as Savior. He doesn't force anyone. But man, I tell you what. When you look at your sin condition and the Holy Spirit is revealing it to you, and you know full well that you are lost, dying, going to hell because the Holy Spirit has revealed it to you through the Word, and you see Jesus as Savior, and man, that grace hits you. Listen, oh, it's so sweet. You respond willingly. And when you respond willingly, that's a genuine conversion. That's a genuine born-again experience with the Lord Jesus. You repent of your sin and you follow and you pursue Christ. That's why we call it perseverance of the saints, is because when we're born again, we will follow Christ throughout our life no matter what. Listen, the straight and narrow sometimes has some mud holes in it. And sometimes you'll slip and slide and stumble over yourself on the straight and narrow, but you're still on the straight and narrow. You're still going to persevere to the end. Why? Because Jesus says, I have you in my hand. God is doing so much to save us. And for so long, we haven't given Him credit for what He's doing. If there's anything, man, we as believers, we need to fall down on our face tonight before God, before we go to bed, and just praise Him for what He's doing and what He has done. That He saved our miserable souls, and He didn't have to. And man, He saved us. He's done all this in the spiritual realm for us to make His gospel effective to draw us to salvation. Man, the effective gospel does not force faith response out of anybody. No one will come to Jesus kicking and screaming not to come as if it's against their will. No. Ain't nobody going to be kicking and screaming going to heaven. Everyone who responds to Jesus, it's a willing response. The response is always in faith and willingness with joy in their heart. They desire to follow and pursue Christ. They respond in faith because the grace of God is just simply too sweet to pass up. And they just won't pass it up. So as we understand more about salvation, we understand more about God's working in us, in the spirit world, in the spiritual realm, to bring us to salvation. Man, there's the very thing we walk away tonight from. The very gospel that we read, God has made it effective for us. And man, we just can't help but say yes. It's just so sweet. And that's what gets us. That's why we pursue. That's why you're here on a Wednesday night. Is because God has done something in you that's different. And He's changed you, and He changed your trajectory in life for all eternity. The miracle that has happened in you. Listen, we can't understand it all, but God's Word is very clear in what He's been doing for us the whole time. Salvation was God's idea all along with His Son Jesus. And now, man, we're beginning to understand how He's made what Jesus did effective for us through the Word and doing a miracle in our life. Let's pray together. Father God, today, thank you so much for your Word. God, so oftentimes we just take for granted about salvation. But God, you did a miracle in all of us. That you took your Word and brought it to life for us as an individual. For me, it's 6 years old, God. I understood something that you did in me. And God, everybody who's born again in tonight or listening and watching by Facebook, they can remember that time that they responded to you. Let them see now of how you pursued them. It wasn't just a haphazard thing that you were doing. You've pursued them since the day they were born. You've pursued them to bring them to faith in you, your Son Jesus. Oh God, we praise you tonight for what you're doing, what you've done already. Thank you for enlightening us in your Word even more, helping us grow to understand more and more about what you are doing, even in the spiritual realms when we can't see you. Thank you for our salvation. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen.